you'd wear them on the street and you're immediately an Apple person. And you'd wear them on the subway and you're immediately a little bit cooler than everybody else at first because you're an Apple person.
The once communal medium of music is transformed into an almost exclusively private experience.
I grew up in the 50s. I was a member of the jukebox generation. This is my jukebox. Thanks to Steve.
But the iPod compounds a growing problem. Fans turn to illegal file-sharing websites like Napster, where they can download songs for free. And that spells trouble. Not only for the music industry, but also for the artists who want exposure while protecting their livelihood.
And there was some that was so bold as saying, look, by downloading your music for free, we're doing you a favor. At least people are knowing about you. And that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my life.
Everyone's scrambling. They're trying to figure out, what do we do? Do we sue everybody? Do we sue the 14-year-old kid and his mom's computer stealing your music?
Music travels by word of mouth and word of heart, and it is impossible to hold it back. When you have people making millions and millions of dollars off of something that is your livelihood and you're getting nothing out of it, that's just unfair.